And working on the B-58, sometimes they had to walk on the wing, so they had to wear special shoes, and the fuelers wore white cotton coveralls. Well, this was a cold, dry December day. Cold, cool, dry days when the humidity is low. It was a real good day for building up static electricity. Well, when Manson, when he come to work that day, it being cool, he put on a quilted nylon-type underwear, and he knew it was wrong because he had told me, and it was spelled out. You weren't supposed to have one. But it was cold, and he had on this quilted nylon underwear. He had on the pants, and he had on the top. And I don't know whether he had on the proper shoes or not, but he did have on gloves, to the best of my knowledge. And when they started this fuel down through there, they started it, and I was told that After he got going, he took his gloves off and caught a hold of this spout that went down there. When he did, it exploded. I was told that the gauge said 300 and something gallons had gone through that nozzle in a 10,000 gallon tank, which made the fuel vapor ratio just right for when the spark went off in the belly. This is what I always thought happened. I was never told any different. Manson was blown off from the time I got there. His face was all blistered, and he had third-degree burns. He didn't hardly have any ears, didn't hardly have any nose. All of his clothes were burned off except for the Brogan shoes. And you could just see the top of the shoes. This part was all burned off. And he was laying on the ground going, oh, oh.